the President of the United States.
Thank you, Joanna. Thank you, Joanna. Please. Thank you, Joanna. And thank all of you. My special greeting to Joanna's family and to the other half of the audience out there. Welcome also. You know, and greetings, of course, to Dennis Miller. Am I nervous appearing before this guy? But nevertheless, when Marlon told me that I'd be appearing with a member of NBC's longest-running TV comedy team, I said, who'd we get, Bryant Gumbel or Willard Scott? And I noticed Joanna's terrifying mandate. This is the night that politics are drowned out by laughter. Not tonight, Joanna. I have glaucoma. But I envy Dennis. Just once before I walk into the House chamber to deliver my State of the Union message, I'd like to be announced by Don Pardo. Dennis, you come last, so you're going to get your licks in. But I watched your HBO comedy special yesterday. Great stuff. Just three words to describe your performance. Isn't that special? The true story. This is a true, and he knows this. True story. We got Dennis tonight because this evening's Saturday Night Live was replaced by Hulk Hogan's WrestleMania. NBC got first pick. Now, I every once in a while stay awake and watch this Saturday Night Live. Dana Carvey. He does this impression. Does such a great impression. So good that I asked him to phone Rafs and Johnny. And and tell him it was George Bush. But Dana said, wouldn't be prudent. Wouldn't be prudent, you know. Joanna, look, let's face it. She deserves special thanks. An outstanding job, the onerous responsibilities of being president of the White House Correspondents Association. In the past 12 months, the only person who's worked harder in Washington is Marlon Fitzwater Taylor. You White House correspondents give Marlon a hard time. Like the morning, this is a true one for those from outside of Washington, the morning that he finally agreed to do more on-camera briefings, and Michael Duffy of Time shouts out, you lose 30 pounds and all of a sudden you want to go on TV. We originally wanted to launch the Hubble telescope a year ago to take a group shot of Marlon, but doesn't he... No, he looks great, though. The only reason I can say this is he looks so well. His whole attitude has changed. I remember the day long ago when Pinochet stepped down, and I said, isn't it great? Chili is free. Marlon said, good. When do we eat? But no more fat jokes on Marlon. No, he does keep me informed, though. Recently, he said, a lot of reporters are talking about the strange stuff we're seeing on TV. And I said, you mean Twin Peaks or The Simpsons or the Ninja Turtles? Marlin said, no, I mean you, announcing the Gorbachev summit while standing next to Michael Jackson. Wait till you see what we announced with Elvis. I told him, I'm not taking the rap for this Michael Jackson thing. Rose garden, sunglasses, no coat, no tie, no expression, bored, a little confused. I just figured he was another White House correspondent. I just had my annual checkup, as you know. Nothing is sacred in this job. No real surprises on that one, though. This group had been saying I hadn't had the vision thing for years anyway, so they say vision's a problem. I can't say it. And very candidly, I've announced the vision for our administration, and I'm tired that you don't pick it up back here. I did it in California. And I told them that we have a vision, and our goal is a simple one. By the time I leave office, I want every single American to be able to set the clock on his VCR. Now we go to the pros. That's all for me. But may I congratulate Norm Sandler and Ann Devroy, Keith Epstein, Bill Lambrick, John Hall, Jenny Bergall, Fred Schulte, Chris Scanlon, and Andrew Meldakovich for winning these prestigious awards. And Joanna, may I thank you again and all that worked so hard on this special evening for a lovely evening. And lest you don't understand, Barbara and I do have great respect for what you do. And I know you care, and I know you work hard. And I said to the White House photographer, we Bushes, and there's a lot of us, and thank you for including some of us, my daughter and my sister and others here tonight. We really appreciate the consideration and thoughtfulness that you've shown to our family, and indeed the kindness and consideration and understanding in our quest for privacy from time to time. So we do thank you. And I might say parenthetically a word about Dennis Miller. We see him. We see him on Saturday Night Live. But what you might not know is that he is what I refer to also as a point of light, taking from his own career and benefiting others. I'm thinking particularly of his participation in a program known as Comic Relief that does an awful lot to help the homeless in this country. So, now it's Miller time, and I am out of here. Thank you very much.